Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your guide to steel nerves masculinity where we ditch the stereotypes and embrace a real, unbreakable composure. Today, let's talk about something that might sound a little unexpected. Inner peace. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, inner peace. Isn't that for, like, hippies on mountain tops? But trust me, guys, this isn't about fluffy robes and chatting. This is about finding the calm center, that unshakable focus, even in the midst of chaos. And believe me, we all need that in today's world. Think about it. Deadlines, traffic jams, family drama, work stress, life throws a lot at us. So how do we stay grounded, centered, and ready to tackle anything? That's where yoga and meditation come in. Now, before you roll your eyes, hear me out. These aren't just ancient practices, they are scientifically proven tools for managing stress, improving focus, and boosting mental clarity. Imagine this. You're walking into a meeting after a stressful morning. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, the racing thoughts. But then, you remember those deep breaths from your morning meditation, that sense of calm you cultivated through yoga. Suddenly, you're not just reacting to the situation, you're leading it with a clear head and steady nerves. That's the power we're talking about here, guys. So, what are these five key takeaways? First, yoga is about more than just bending over backwards. It's about building strength, flexibility, and body awareness. Every movement helps you connect with your physical self, grounding you in the present moment. Think of it as training your mind and body to work together seamlessly, a powerful skill for navigating life's challenges. Second, meditation isn't about emptying your mind, it's about observing your thoughts without judgment. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Meditation teaches you to step back, become the observer, and let those thoughts pass without getting caught up in them. This helps cultivate a sense of peace and clarity even amidst the noise. Third, consistency is key. It's not about doing a full-blown yoga session every day or meditating for hours on end. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing or gentle stretches can make a difference. The important thing is to build it into your routine and commit to showing up for yourself, day after day. Fourth, find what works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to yoga or meditation. Experiment with different styles, teachers, and techniques until you find what resonates with you. Maybe it's a hot yoga class that gets your blood pumping, or a guided meditation that helps you relax and de-stress. The beauty is in the exploration. And finally, don't underestimate the power of nature. Whether it's taking a walk in the park, hiking in the mountains, or simply sitting under a tree, connecting with nature has a profound effect on our well-being. It helps us clear our heads, feel grounded, and reconnect with something bigger than ourselves. Think about that time you were stuck in traffic, feeling stressed and frustrated. You could have let anger take over, making the situation worse. But what if, instead, you took a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses? Maybe you noticed the cool air conditioning, the rhythmic hum of the engine, or even the scent of coffee from the nearby shop. By bringing your attention to the present moment, you could shift your perspective and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. That's the power of yoga and meditation. It's about training your mind to respond differently, to choose peace over stress, focus over fear. So, brothers, let's ditch the misconception that inner peace is for those who are too zen. It's a skill we can all cultivate, a superpower we can unlock. It takes practice, commitment, and a willingness to step outside our comfort zone, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Remember, finding your center isn't about becoming some perfect, emotionless being, it's about learning to navigate life with clarity, composure, and resilience. Alright guys, that's all for today. Remember to take those deep breaths, embrace the practice, and keep striving for that unshakable composure. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with us. Hit us up in the comments, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.